The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I heard you wanna chat with your girl, chat with your girl, chat with your girl, chat. Business and beauty, come and confess how you make your money and say yes to the guest.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I am so freaking excited today. We have a longtime friend of mine. Please help me welcome Miss Peyton List.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. I'm excited to be here talking to you because I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know. So we do have a YouTube version of this too, so in case the girls and boys want to see. But I have this from 2015. When we met at a young Hollywood party, and I was working at like an indie brand as an influencer makeup artist, and I was to swatch colors, and you came up to me and I was like, oh my God, that's Peyton List. And I remember seeing all of the Disney girls and boys at that party, and I was like, oh my God, she's here. And you were so kind and came up to me. And then I have this other one of us at another event together.
My God, yes.
Here from your Snapchat. I was like, I hope I could find these photos because we've ran in like different events together. So I'm so excited to actually sit down and talk to you because we've both been so busy. You're extremely busy and you're so successful. And I'm so honored to have you on today's podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited you asked me to come on. And yeah, I've been listening to your podcast now. Congratulations. It's like, how has that been? Have you been crazy busy with it?
Yeah, it's been busy. You know, I'm sure you know, as a brand founder, you know, we're busy. And on top of that, you're filming. But really quick, before people, you know, we got to get into it. Peyton List, you are 23, very young actor, singer, seen in Cobra Kai, Bunk, Jesse, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, 27 Dresses. You have been working since 7 years old and you are still killing it. So if you guys don't know Peyton List and you want to add to the 90 million followers on her Instagram, go ahead and follow this young entrepreneur. I'm such a huge fan and I'm so enamored by your presence, your energy, your drive, and I'm sure many millions are as well. I hope people can really learn from you today on how to achieve success. What does it take to be like a Peyton List and break it down? And also, congratulations, you are also, on top of everything else that I just said, you're a brand founder of Play Beauty, your beauty brand, sustainable, clean, fun, colorful beauty brand. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. It always makes me excited and nervous when someone like you is receiving the products.
Oh no, I like love it. And I think I even get more tickled because not only did I just get it, but I actually get to talk to you and really listen to Play. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your newest business venture and new beauty brand, Play?
Yeah, I've been developing Play since before COVID. I mean, for a few years now. It just came out and I just wanted to develop a clean, sustainable, colorful, fun beauty line that was also still affordable. And I just wanted to have like play around with colors. And I feel like the clean beauty space and the sustainable space, like it's still very neutral as far as colors. And I wanted to just like have fun with it.
I can imagine you sitting in the makeup chair for hours and days and weeks and months ever since a young age, like being a kid, you know, in this Hollywood industry, you wanted to have fun, but you know, camera, TV makeup has to look like no makeup, you know,
100%. Yeah, I know. I'm like, if somebody gets it, it's you. No, it's true because I would be begging them to have fun with my makeup and to be able to, you know, the makeup artist and I would constantly be like, let's see what we can get away with and how much we can sneak on. And we always wanted to be more fun and loud, but you know, certain characters don't really allow that. So, or, you know, whatever it is, having to look younger or look a certain way.
I love it because like you're so enveloped in this brand. I was watching some of your videos and you could tell like the aesthetic and the imagery and the product looks so gorgeous. And how has it been creating a brand as an entertainer, actor in this industry?
It has been so fun because yeah, it really is so personal. Like I feel like most of the time I'm going out and I'm being someone else, but this was the first time that I really sat down and like developed something that was sort of my my vibe. Yeah, it's been a learning experience for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was an intimidating space to enter just because there are so many brands, and I just wanted to make sure that if I was coming to the table with something, that it was like something a little different and like really true to myself.
For anyone out there that wants to start a brand, I remember when I started my brand, I had to do like so much like soul searching. And I was like, who am I? I played Patrick Starr, but like I don't want to create another Patrick Starr. I want to create a brand that represents me, my values, my DNA. And I can imagine on top of your impressive like acting resume, you've played so many different characters. And this time it's like your final, it's like your moment to play yourself and create something about you, for your fans, for your audience. What was that like?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with the soul searching part. I had to be like, who the hell even am I? And what even is my, you know, visual aesthetic, or what kind of colors do I even want? I mean, I figured out a lot about myself through developing this brand and kind of realized what I wanted to see or what I even liked, and kind of like really looked at my beauty products and my makeup that I owned or things that I gravitated towards, and then sort of went from there. And also I just have now become such a California girl. And I just want, I was pretty inspired by like the traveling that I've done here in California. But yeah, it was just a constant, just reshaped my entire way of thinking about beauty. And I still am like capturing images all the time of the most random things and like finding inspiration everywhere.
Is that what it takes? Like, I'm sure like you were studying for your role for Cobra Kai at the time and auditioning and constantly moving and press and all of this. Like, what did you actually do? Was it like getting away, like traveling? Because when I look at you and how busy you've been on, especially, you know, episodic, you know, entertainment shows, like, I'm like, when does this girl have time? You're memorizing lines and you're playing somebody else. You're getting dressed up. I'm sure you like live in the trailer and you live on set. I'm like, when does she get to like sit down? So was it like going to these places that inspired you, like in California, to kind of like detox and also soul search for you to implement all of that into your brand?
Yeah, definitely getting away and just making time to also just travel with my closest friends. Like, I think hanging out with my friends and just shooting off of them. And I think that also my work life has become so much of my personal life, but in a good way. Like, I can still separate it and turn it off, but I feel like I work around all of my friends all the time. Mm. So it's all kind of intertwined, but in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm. The funny thing about finding inspiration and being, you know, a millennial or a Gen Z is like we would normally turn to social media. And for me as a content creator and having done this for, you know, almost 9 years now, I was like, if I actually look for inspiration on the internet, I'm going to subliminally create something that already exists on the internet. No. And that was like the hardest thing. So for anybody listening, when you're looking for inspiration, like as much as we love Pinterest and Instagram and social media, like, though I feel to be a successful brand, you have to really look in the mirror, look at life, look at the world, the earth, like look at everything around you in your real life. And I think that's why like everything about your imagery is so cool, because you're like on the beach, you're in nature, you're like in downtown. But I just love like how like enveloped you are in real life, and you could really see how much it resonates with you. And also too, being on social media, we have these connections, but there's nothing stronger than like a human connection. And I think when you're having like a brand, you have to really be with your friends. You have to be with the ones that are like interacting with you to do that. Like, what is your like close circle of friends like? Like who, like what do they do? Are they also brand founders? Are they entrepreneurs? Like you go from young Hollywood, and whenever I would meet you, I'm like, she's so well spoken. She's like 8 years old, you know?
I'm so happy that speaks and that you see that and like that's translated. I think that's been the most shocking thing, is hearing people's feedback on the brand and being like, oh my God, they see it. Like it actually, you know, what I wanted to come across did come across. And that's like the best thing that I could hear. So thank you. And when it comes to my friends, they are the most like normal, cool people. I mean, actually I'm one of my best friends I met when I was 8 years old doing a movie. We played sisters, and it was the only time she's ever done any kind of acting. And then after that, she just like grew up in Malibu, and her mom like lives on a farm. And my other best friend, like she goes to Berkeley. So I just went over there to San Fran for the weekend and like stayed in her house with all of her roommates. And like, I just love getting, I have loving having friends like from different walks of life and different perspectives. And like, yes, I do have a lot of my best friends from like the shows that I work on and that are also actors, but I'm like, I like having friends from everywhere. And even when I travel and like, you know, for work or working in Australia or working in Canada or wherever it is, like I always leave like with different friends from there and want to just explore how they live. So I don't know. I'm always open to meeting new people.
I love that mindset. You know what the biggest, I feel like, conversation, no matter how old or young you are and whatever industry you're in, is like finding friends. Like that's a whole nother conversation. But a little bit like as a celebrity and as someone in the limelight, what is it like? How do you find and how do you trust people? Like, are you a quick intuitive person where you like catch a vibe, or can you smell BS from a mile away? Like, how do you spot like a down ass good person? Because that's really hard for people to find in any industry to trust to create success in their life.
Yeah, I know. I've thought so much about this because when I was younger, I had the worst radar for people. And my parents would be like, Peyton, that girl doesn't like you at all. Like she, and I'm like, what do you mean? Yes, she does. She likes me. They're like, no, she doesn't like you. She likes what you do, not you. And I'm my parent, like, I think my family, my parents would kind of call it out and I would be in denial. And then it would come out later. Like, oh, she only cared about getting followers or, you know, whatever it was. And like, that was the most heartbreaking thing for me as a kid, because I thought everyone just genuinely wanted to be friends. So I think over time my radar has gotten a little bit better, but I think that's also why I have friends that I've been friends with for like 10 years. And, you know, even when I meet new people, I guess people also acknowledging, like, I don't know if you feel this way, but when people say, oh yeah, I'm aware of your work. Anyways, let's move past that. Or I'm aware of like what you are, or what you're about. Okay. Anyways, I don't really care about it. And then moving on. And I think when people acknowledge it, it's kind of nice.
Like in the beauty community, I mean, it's been viral. The news have seen it, like the drama and everything that, you know, envelops in, I mean, even in Hollywood, we see celebrity drama and online drama. It's really hard to find genuine people. And I think social media has done amazing for people, but also really hurt people, because we don't really get to see people in real life in the sense. And I think me being more old school, like, and having come from like marching band and being a band geek, I really got to like really connect with people. And I feel like for you being, I always look at actors and entertainers that, you know, really play a role. You have to be such in tune with your emotions, and you have to make eye contact, and you have to really create a connection on screen, but also more importantly in real life. And I feel like for you, it, like, I can just already tell, like, through your successful acting career and your business, you have, like, such a good, you know, team of people, good friends. Like, you even just commented on your family. And that really shows. So I hope people listening can really be inspired by creating real, meaningful connection to create success. Because as much as success comes from being online and social media famous, there's more than just having a huge following. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I completely do. Because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to bed alone and you got to feel good about who's around you. And yeah, I completely agree. Like, I think life is just as important. Like, I want to look back and really feel like I lived the best life I could and like surround myself with the best people. And, you know, I feel like who you hang out with is almost like what you're eating or what you're ingesting. Like, I want it to all be good. Also for work, for a long time, I was just surrounded by people that weren't really good for me. So the second I was able to choose, I decided to choose very wisely, because I really learned at a young age, like having to be in a work environment and having to work with all types of people, like it just would get so chaotic that I was like, okay, in my personal life, at least I can control this.
You know, it's so funny. It just clicked to me now, like as an actor growing up, like you're auditioning for roles, you know, right? And having a brand now, you're controlling the quote unquote auditions or interviews.
Yes.
What is that like being on the other side of the table? Like, is it bizarre? And you're so young, so I can't imagine, like, you as a director, producer of a brand, like, what has that been like interviewing employees or even team members to join the Peytonless brand or the Playground?
It's been so weird. I mean, having people come in because I just want to be like, everyone's amazing. Let's bring them all in, you know?
I'm the same way. I told my friends, I was like, you know, there's two kinds of people where you look at people and they start at 100 and you're like, yes, I see everything in you and it's up to you to keep that 100. And there are other like hardcore people where like you start with 0 and you earn your 100 in my life. So you're more of the latter where you're like, you're at 100, you're going to do amazing. Just keep it. Is that you?
Yes. Which I do kind of like the way of being like, you're at a 0. We'll see about this, you know, but no, it's true. Like whenever anyone comes in and pitches themselves, I'm like, I'm believing what you're selling. I'm in it. Let's do this, you know?
Yeah, I'm that way too. But I think it's a combination of both, depending on what the role needs and how much we need this role. I think it just depends. And I feel like I've grown to have a little bit of both. And I'm still very young as a founder too. Like I've been doing Patrick Starr, playing this role of Patrick Starr for like 9 years, but being a founder, we just had our first event like last week in New York City. And I was like, oh my God, it's my first time being introduced as this persona, as a beauty brand founder to the press, to the public, to the attendees. And that was so scary, like debuting this like persona that I've worked on for so long. It's been a journey to get to that point. But I'm still learning. Our brand is like 2 years old and your brand is fairly young too. So I'm sure you're learning a lot more. Like what has been the hardest part about growing Play or building Play?
I think that I want to make so much time for the brand. And also just, you know, with a movie or a show, like you film it, you get it in the can, it comes out, it's done. But with the beauty brand, I'm like, this is my life now. This is going to be a consistent thing. So I think just realizing, oh, you don't just film it and finish it. It's, you know, an everyday upkeep and, you know, staying on top of everything and constantly creating content, which is something that I was not really familiar with before. Like, you know, we had people come in and be like, okay, so how often do you post? What do you do? I'm like, I don't know. When I feel like it, when I take a cool picture, I didn't pay attention to really like posting or how much, or I don't know. I think that's something that's a little harder.
Yeah, it's so funny because with me too, like having done collaborations or sponsorships, you know, the sponsorship or the endorsement is only like X amount of time. And then, you know, you get a new one or like kind of like your new role. So for me having one size, I'm like, oh my God, like this is not going to end. I mean, this is something that I love. I didn't expect it to be like a baby. You know, we're going to grow with it. Yeah. Do you feel that way? I said that this morning. I'm like, I feel like this is my baby and I have to like,
Yeah. I know. I'm like, oh, you have a 2-year-old? Oh my God. Like, is it the terrible twos or whatever it is? Like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I could probably learn from you in that sense, but like just launching, you know, I completely agree. Like we're doing our pop-up event this week and I am nervous. Like I'm not nervous to walk on set and do a scene, but I'm very nervous to walk into this thing with, you know, all the people that I care about. And to show like what we've been working on, I think, and then just hearing like people's responses to the products and like hearing it be positive is like the nicest thing in the world. That makes me so happy.
What would be like your biggest advice for anyone like looking to grow and like have a team that's really strong around them?
I think the Play team started off really small and we grew really slowly and interviewed people kind of slowly. And, you know, there were a couple of positions that, you know, they weren't the right fit for our brand. You know, they're great people, but they'd fit somewhere else. So I did have to do that hard thing of saying, I don't think this is the right fit. I think we need to find someone else. And like, I think just staying true and like finding that, doing it kind of immediately when you feel that feeling as well. But I think growing the team little by little and just finding people that really mesh with you, but it doesn't have to be this huge thing at first. I think it can just really come from you and be an idea and just keep adding to it.
Mm-hmm. Would you say in the beginning, was it hard to like detach your like empathy, your emotions when it came to like work? Because like your world in acting requires both, because this is a job that requires emotions. But in like this industry where you're like the boss, you can't just hire just because you want to be nice. Because if you just hire and you're paying people, it's like really, really hard. And I think a lot of my followers too, like they want to work with the family, but then they don't, or they don't know how it is, or they want to hire friends, but you don't want to ruin it, but they're your friend and you trust them. Like that dissonance is, or that conversation is always going to be an ongoing thing. And it's different for everybody, you know, too. What is your comment on that?
Yeah, I think mixing money with friendships or family is just a hard thing. I think the second money gets involved, it's difficult, which is why I haven't really meshed like my family or my friends and money, because I even, you know, I have a friend who wants to like rent my place after, and I'm just like, what if you destroy things? Like, what if something happens? I don't want to hate you, you know? And I just feel that way with a lot. So, I mean, the people that I work with for play, they've become friends, and I feel like we've all become really close, but we started working together, which I think is a process that works for me, but it also depends on who that works for. But I just think like, even, you know, having best friends as roommates or whatever, like you just hear so many stories about, you know, everyone thinks it's going to work out and then sometimes it doesn't. So I don't know, I guess to each his own, mm-hmm. but
yeah, everyone has a totally different journey. 'Cause I work with my brother, Peter. Mm-hmm. But I'm the older brother, but we work together, but we found this like work relationship where we've set boundaries. Like, when do we work? When do we like spend time? And even with my personal team, I've been able to kind of figuratively talk to them in ways that is coming from Patrick Starr or is coming from a friend. It's kind of funny because for me, like having my turban up, that's Patrick Starr. If it's down and I'm just like, just around the house in my flip-flops and pajamas, like they know it's just me. But I feel like for people wanting to start like a brand and a business, like it's okay to step out of your comfort zone, taking risk and meeting new people. If you want to like be a huge brand, I feel like you're going to meet new people regardless to grow anyways. And do you think like having acted and meeting new people since 7 years old all the time was just, did that training help you just meet new people when it came to like becoming a brand?
Yeah, it did. It did. I definitely, you know, had to learn to look at people that are older than me as equals, you know, because for a long time, I think I looked at them as an authority figure and just thought that I couldn't really have like a say or a voice. So I kind of had to learn like, okay, you know, I do have a say. And, you know, that was like a thing that I had to get past. Going back to the whole family thing, too. I mean, I do think that can work. And my twin brother, Spencer, is also an actor. And so, you know, we definitely like coach each other and help each other. So I definitely think that there is like a, there is a balance to it. But.
Yeah. And also too, depending on what the person, like, depending on between the dynamic between two people, like your twin brother, like what is your common ground with the other person? And how can you guys be successful at the commonality between you two? You both are actors, so that is that. But would your twin brother work and create content for play? Probably not, you know?
So. Well, I actually put him to work. So now that, now that we're talking about this, I'm like, yes, I do. I make him film things for me. And okay. I can just be so myself around him that sometimes I have to create. I don't know if you've ever found this, but I mean, maybe not because you like have two separate like people almost. But sometimes like a random person will be filming me that I'm not comfortable with. And I will be like, I can't do this. This is really awkward. So my brother doing it makes it all that much easier.
Mm-hmm. Especially being vulnerable, like putting on makeup or like playing you in such a vulnerable state too. Do you even get time to detach like from your character on Cobra Kai? And like, you're over here fighting, like, I'm like, how the... We were looking at all of the content and then you so pretty with play and then you're like ka, 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 and we're just like, what the hell? Like, is she, I'm like, is she okay? Does she do Pilates? Like, how does she, how do you detox like from between roles?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. I'm like, it used to be just like drinking and having fun with friends, like no detox at all, just like pouring toxins into my body. Now I'm like, okay, I can't do that anymore. Like, I think I went through like my college phase being not, even though I wasn't in college because all my best friends were in college. And so I feel like in between breaks, I would just be like, all right, let's have fun. I'm going to be young and like live out this experience that I never got to have. And then now I'm just like, all right, I got to sleep. I got to read. I got to do hot yoga. and I got to watch good shows and that's, and eat really good food. Those are basically like the things that I do now in between. And I also have to realize, okay, there's this break, like let's travel. I want to learn to surf. So like, I've been doing all these things that I've always wanted to learn to do, like learn to surf, or I've been going rock climbing or just learning all kinds of different things.
I feel like it's important for people to find obviously what brings them joy, stability in terms of like work and like businesses. But when I look at the other side of that equation, it's like you also have to sleep. You have to like recharge. You have to like find things that really fulfill you and make that happy. And for me, like even just going outside, like sitting in like the sun for like 2 minutes, I just get like so recharged. It's been beautiful in LA. And it's kind of ironic that, you know, being an influencer or being an actor, we're always indoors, like on set, you know, in these lights that emulate daylight.
I know.
But like in California, like it's been so, like I even went out yesterday and I was like, it's so beautiful outside. I was eating outside. I was like, give me sun. And it was just like, I was like, I freaking love California. It's just so like just being outside. But also too, in terms of roles, you have to do that. Is there anything specific thing that you like always crave to do, like that's like, hey, this is my go-to thing? Is it like yoga? Is it like a spa day? Like what is your Peyton List, like list of treatments that you treat yourself?
I love hot yoga. I love the heat and I love sweating, like sweating everything out. So I've been trying to do that. I just got a membership, and also like going to hot saunas or hot rooms, or there's even those like heated beds that you lay in for an hour and you can like turn on Netflix or turn on whatever show and you can just sweat for an hour. But something about it, like, yes, it like eases like my muscles, my whole body relaxes. And it's just like a nice time to just clear my mind too. Something about the heat, all these thoughts come and just like, I feel like I can work through my problems and sort of like clean my headspace out. Cause I think there's a lot, it's almost like a spam folder, you know, I'm like doing hot yoga and I'm like, delete, stop thinking all the time.
Wow. That's crazy. For me, it's driving or my showers. I'll just like think in the shower. Yeah. And it's kind of ironic cause I'll come up with TikTok ideas, YouTube ideas, business ideas in the shower. And my showers are either sometimes really quick or like super, super long. Mm-hmm. And they're normally like long, hot showers where I just like sit there, like in the movies, just like staring at my toes, just like waiting for something to happen.
Oh my God. There's certain people that it's hard to picture them being like silent and being quiet and like being just in that, like in that mode. And I feel like that, and maybe it's because I've seen you in your Patrick Starr mode. So I feel like thinking about you doing that is difficult for me to imagine.
I'm sure picturing Patrick Starr in the shower is very difficult for many people to imagine. I do apologize for that visual.
I just picture you staring at your toes, just like not saying anything for an hour.
Like just thinking of billion-dollar ideas in the shower, just like raining on me. That's so crazy. Do you have like friends that also do hot yoga and sauna with you?
You know, it's one of my best friends got me into it. It was actually a morning we were hungover and she was like, we're going to hot yoga. And I just felt like a new woman after I sweat out all the tequila.
Of all things, it's just like not munchies, not mimosas, not like tequila or anything. It's just like hot yoga after a hangover.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, you are a different kind of breed. Like you want to go to this 100 degree room when you're hungover, that's, I'm going to pass out. And it was actually great, but I forced my boyfriend to go now with me too.
And how has he taken it? Is he down with the hot yoga?
He's down with it. He said he feels stupid in a lot of the poses. It's like, you know, the eagle or whatever kind of like stereotypical yoga poses. He feels like really silly, but I feel like he's getting so flexible. So it's something that I want to grow. I want to grow old and I want to be able to touch my toes. That's just like a basic goal that I have, because I don't want to be that old person that can't move. That's like my worst fear.
Well, I mean, your brand now at 23 is a playground. So if you like, you got to stick with it, girl, and climb that jungle gym to keep
going. I'm going to be on those monkey bars at 90.
Yes, on the playground. I expect nothing less. I literally expect nothing less. For your physical training too, like, I can imagine you talking about hot yoga and, you know, thinking about your Cobra Kai scenes. Do you feel like being physical and exercise, like, mind, body, soul has really aligned you to keep going at such a young age? Like, yes, you're 23. People would be like, ah, well, she's in her 20s. She's fine. But I feel like having that core too, and being physically active, mentally active, mentally resting in hot situations, like, do you feel like that contributes to your stability and your center too?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's the only way my active mind will be forced to just slow down and recharge. But even watching the stunt doubles and the stunt coordinators on Cobra Kai and these people that are, you know, using their body for their job every day, I learned a lot just by watching them and seeing how they do it. And I think I also realized by them forcing me to stretch every day in order to learn the karate and do everything, I noticed a complete shift in my mind and my work ethic. And I started working harder in acting, and like in every other part of my life, I felt like my endurance was a lot higher and my mind was a lot clearer. And so that's when I started to notice, I think if I hadn't been forced to do karate and do all these things just because of the role required it, I don't think I ever would have learned that.
Did the timing align with Cobra Kai and play, like, at almost around the same time for you?
Yeah. Play was a little bit later, but not much. So yeah, it did sort of align. It wasn't even my idea to collaborate with the show. But,
oh, that's right, because you have a collaboration with Cobra Kai, yeah, with Play. You created some eyeshadow products with them?
Yeah, eyeshadow products, a highlighter stick, a refreshing mist, and like a lip. But my dad kind of brought up the idea in one of the meetings, because he would sit in on the Zooms sometimes and just like chip in some ideas. And he came up with that one. And then Sony, it's like the first makeup collaboration that Sony's done. So that was exciting.
Yeah, I love the show, by the way. Like, it's just so nostalgic. Just seeing the OGs like on screen, I just stare at them. And I'm just like, this is unreal that they've really come like full circle. Like, yeah. What was it like working with them and just seeing like the OGs like on set for you?
Really surreal, really surreal. I mean, I came in the second season, so I had watched the first season.
Yes.
And right before coming on the show, and I was like, damn, I love this. I can't stop watching this. And that was the first time I joined a show, you know, later in it, and then been able to watch it from a unbiased standpoint. And I realized how much I loved it. So I was kind of fangirling like inside, not letting them know, but meeting them. A lot of us joke around. We're like, if Billy and Ralph didn't age so well, I don't think we'd have a show, because they look exactly the same.
They look the same, just yeah, like dad versions. It's just, yeah, so funny.
But no, they're the best. Like, I feel like they're uncles. Like, I feel like I could go to them in a moment of weakness and they would have the best advice. Like Ralph, I asked him about, you know, the 80s and like acting in the 80s and like kind of going through what he did as a young person in the industry then and like how it's different from now. I kind of love that. Like, we all sit in a circle in between like scenes and stuff and we have them together and we all just kind of like talk about our experiences and like the differences. And it's just so fun. He's so open.
That's crazy. That's so cool. Like, just being able to work with them too, I'm sure for you. And was your dad shocked too? Like, when you got the role?
Yeah. Funny enough, I think my mom was more excited than my dad, because she made us like watch Karate Kid as like a rite of passage when we were younger. And she had us own the DVD on like our little DVD player. So my mom was so excited to see Ralph and meet Ralph. And I remember my aunt, my mom's sister, came to visit because she was just really excited. And I turn around and like security is ready to remove my aunt because she's filming the monitor in like Video Village. So she's filming the scene going on with Ralph because she was obsessed with Ralph and she loved Ralph so much. And I was like, oh my God, everybody here now hates you. You need to stop. Like, they're going to take you out because you can't film the scenes happening. They might get leaked or, you know, they're really precious about it. And my aunt had no idea. She's just like this little Southern lady from Georgia.
That's so crazy. What has your family and friends and relatives thought of like the woman that you've become, and, or even yourself? Like, what, what does everyone think?
Gosh, they're really supportive. I definitely think like I'd have different dynamics with my family. Like one of my aunts, she likes to just keep me humble and be like, you're not shit. Like come sleep on the floor for Thanksgiving. Like, you know, I don't think some of them don't care. And then some of them are just like super supportive. And even when I tell them like, oh, this movie wasn't very good, don't watch it. You know, they'll still be like, we watched it and we loved it. And they're very supportive. And they were like all ordering Play right when it came out. And I was like, guys, don't have to order it. I'll send it to you. And they've been very supportive. And just, I'm lucky to have like such a kind family. And even as a kid, I mean, I know a lot of actors say, oh yeah, my family or my parents weren't supportive of me pursuing this career. And it's so just open-ended and like, you don't, you know, I feel like a lot of parents want them to go to school and pursue something else. And like my parents have always been really supportive of the career. So I'm very lucky. Mm-hmm.
Do you think also like the pacing of your career? 'Cause it wasn't like all like jammed, like, you know, yeah, other young childhood stars where it was like all jammed. And also just watching you and growing up with you on Jessie, like just from season one, how many seasons was that show?
4 seasons. And then we did a spinoff show. So it was like,
yes,
almost, I don't know, maybe 7. Yeah.
7 seasons. Just watching even like you and Sky be so small and young, and then all of you growing up, like, and just, you know, it just blossoming on TV. Like, I'm sure that consistency and also that pace of your career really helped you, like, be in a good mindset, too, like, at this age as well.
I think that is true. How it was more of a, yeah, it wasn't all at once, and it was sort of easing into it. And we were also on this bubble on, you know, on set where we all were in the same situation, in the same boat. And social media wasn't really a thing until like a few seasons into Jessie. So I think there was a cool time being in it without being able to upload everything onto it. And I'm very grateful that, you know, I didn't have it at 12 years old.
What do you think of social media and having the huge following? How have you been able to embrace it with a positive mindset for you?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like the more I put out there that's really like authentic to me, and the, you know, the positive response, I feel like social media has become less of a scary place. 'Cause I'm like, oh, if you're just being honest and you're being true and like you're, you know, a genuine human, I feel like you'll find your sort of people on there, and then it won't be such a intimidating place. And like, I feel like I know what I can share and feel okay sharing, like with how vulnerable I can be with people. Because there's just some things you don't want people commenting on or like having a say in when it comes to your life. But I feel like I found a good balance, and like I actually really love the people on there now. So I think I've come to a good place with it.
What are your go-to like social media apps for you?
I think maybe the reason my mindset's changed a lot is because of TikTok, and just because people are so real on there and like just so funny.
Unfiltered, uncut, so unedited. Unfiltered. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know I think I'm on TikTok the most, then Instagram. Twitter. Yeah. Twitter is just not my thing. People are so negative on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like negative Nancy or like Misery Loves Company is the Twitter on yeah. there too. It's pretty crazy. Are you on Snapchat still?
No.
No.
No, are you?
I'm trying to just like keep it and like snap every now and then if I remember. But I remember, because that's where I found the picture of us, was from your Snapchat from years ago. Mm-hmm. Like I just Googled. I was like, I know I have another picture with her somewhere. So I Googled Peyton List and Patrick Starr, and it was there, and it had like the little circle with like 180 seconds or whatever with us on your Snapchat. So I was like, I wonder if she still has Snapchat, because, you know, the kids still use yeah. Snapchat.
It's so funny to me that I had a public Snapchat that I would upload to, because I didn't realize that people were really watching it. You know, that mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't realize the extent of Snapchat at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, social media has become a different beast now. And I'm like, how do I control this social media career of mine? Because back then it used to be Instagram pictures. Then you would post stories on Snapchat, and then you would post the long form like on YouTube. And that was the synergy then. Now it's like all Instagram, or you can go live on TikTok, or you can go post shorts or reels, or and it's just so, and tweets and Facebook, it's just so immersive and so crazy. For me, like, TikTok has been the hub for me, and Instagram, and also, like, still YouTube, like, to unwind my days for, like, long form content. For you, like, what's on Peyton List's For You page?
Random shit. Actually, a lot of it is like mental health stuff and psychologists just, you know, giving advice or ways to unwind. Or I'll even get those girls, you know, this is my day in a life of me and what, how, and they inspire me. You know, they're taking their supplements, they're working out, they're making their breakfast. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get on a scheduled morning routine like this. And then there's also just like, oh God, you know, the ones I've been seeing lately are like the Disney characters that you like would hook up with or you wouldn't. Have you seen that?
No, I've seen like the Disney filters that are like half, yeah, or like the Disney princess. I haven't. Maybe it'll come up now.
Yeah. No.
Who did you get?
Why am I? Okay. So I didn't even try it, but people are like, okay, like smash or pass basically. And like a Disney character will come up and they'll like smash for sure. And I'm like, what?
Oh, I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, you ruined this Pixar character for me. Yes. Oh my God. And then I'm like, yeah, I guess Smash makes sense for that one.
Well, speaking of Smash or Pass, like navigating a career and also like your love life too. Like, what is that like having, you know, playing a character, being a founder, and also being a girlfriend and a daughter and a cousin and a sister? Like, what is this additional like significant other been like for you in this journey of like this playground of yours?
This playground. I mean, it's been very supportive, which has been good. Like, he's even willing to let me do his makeup coming up soon. So he just lets me talk things out and do my thing and is very supportive, which is nice. Cause I feel I was a little hesitant, I think, to tell him about the whole beauty, like makeup world, because I just thought he wouldn't care, but he really does. And like, yeah, he's been very supportive. So I don't think it would work if not.
Do you have any advice for anybody out there in terms of like dating and finding, you know, real out there?
For me, my personal thing was I couldn't really do the apps, but also, you know, it's different because I think like the one time years ago I tried to create a dating profile, it deleted me because it thought I was pretending to be me.
I mean, come on.
That might be a reason too. I guess just like,
real connection.
I don't even know how to say it, but I think someone that's into your mind, I guess, and just like wants to hear everything going on with you. I mean, that's what I like personally. Like, I just want someone, I want to be able to just talk about our day and just be able to spend like endless time together. And, you know, we didn't really have similar interests, but I feel like just being interested in what the other person is interested in.
Do you know your love languages?
I know it's not gifts.
Okay.
I don't know. What are yours?
Mine was words of affirmation and like people telling me, but I think at this point I hear so many things that people tell me that it's just, I've become a little bit more numb. And that was like in my 20s. I like always wanted like validation through like words, people telling me stuff because I never was told any positive affirmations like growing up. And that was my 20s. But now I feel like it's quality time, some words, but I think like quality time, because if people want to spend time with you, they really mean it. And like you spending a fraction of your day with me, like means a lot to me. So I really appreciate people that have, you know, have the consideration, like considerate people is my love language. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. No, consideration. And I think respect is so important too. Like in every work environment, that's really all I want, is just people to respect each other and just, yeah, like value each other's time. Cause I don't think like anyone's time is really more valuable than another. I don't know.
Yeah. For me, like quality time too. Cause when I see people like showing up to a Zoom meeting, I'm like, oh my God, they're spending time with me for their work day to listen to me and my crazy ideas. Cause I still battle like imposter syndrome. I'm like, why am I here? Like, this is so fucking crazy. Like, I don't deserve any of this. But they're willing to spend time with me. Like, even our event in New York, or even, you know, if I'm at an event or a red carpet or whatever, it's just like, people really want to fuck with me. It's just like, they're so real. Like, I can't believe that they're allowing me, or they're allowing me to be a part of their day, which is really special.
No, I completely agree. Like, that is the most, but it is very comforting to know that someone like yourself also feels that way, because I definitely feel imposter syndrome and have that same thing of, oh God, okay, you came here, go, 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 you know, don't stay too long. And they're like, I want to hang out with you, you crazy.
Yeah. For your day, like unwinding at the end of the day, like tonight, like, do you have plans tonight? Like, what is Peyton List going to do at the end of the day? And how, and what advice can we take? Is it skincare? Is it a hair mask? Is it like another hot yoga session before bed or sauna?
I went to yoga this morning, so okay. I'm good there, but my family lives a block away. So sometimes I'll walk over there for dinner. So I'll probably do that. And maybe hang out with my boyfriend and like, oh, I've been watching the show Yellow Jackets. That was so good. So I don't know. I'm just like trying to find new shows and just to see what's going on. But that's kind of my way of unwinding, and also some red wine. My dad works in the wine industry, so he always has, like, he's always pouring wine.
Do you have a favorite wine right now that we can all like sip tonight or later this week?
I wish I had a favorite. You know, this is, you know, there's a winery that I've been to in California, Justin, and then they make candles too, like out of their wine bottles. And I do like their reds.
Do you want to tell everybody what's coming up with Play? Like, what can we look forward to?
Revolve is our like partner right now, and they're the only carrier of Play products besides just on our website. So I'm excited for Coachella because we're going to be like collaborating with them and at the festival with them. And I'm just excited about this collaboration.
Oh, Play is like totally the vibes of Coachella. I see you out there just basing in the colorful glory that Coachella is. And I feel like 2022 is going to be like the year of just like abundance and human connection and just having fun. I felt it like this week. I was like, I feel good about 2022.
Mm-hmm. I know, I do too. Thank God.
We're going to play a little segment called Doing the Most. Are you ready?
Ooh, yes.
It's four questions, just rapid fire. You can answer anything. Okay.
Doing the most, bitch.
Who do you think is doing the most?
Kanye West.
T. What means the most to you?
Family time, like quality time.
When were you the most messy?
21, 22.
Pre-COVID or during COVID?
2 years ago.
was 2 years ago, was like pre-COVID or during COVID?
Pre-COVID and then during.
Okay. There's a little overlap. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the most expensive thing you have?
Jesus. I don't know. A Tiffany necklace.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on Say Yes to the Guests. You are successful. Yes. And where can everyone find you and Play on social media?
My username is Peyton List and then Play Beauty. So Play Beauty. Instagram and TikTok, we're on both of them.
Awesome. Well, I really admire you and I really commend you for sharing your time and your advice. And at 23, I can't imagine what more abundant success you'll have in the future. But I'm really proud of you. I'm glad that I met you in 2015. You're such a bright light and strong person, and I'm so proud of all the girls that are going to be listening and boys that are going to be listening to you. So thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. No, I'm so happy to be on your podcast, and you are a positive person and role model, and just, yeah, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, everyone, check her out at Play Peyton List, everyone, and we'll see y'all next time.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Say Yes to the Guest. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and follow at Say Yes to the Guest on all social platforms. Remember, you are successful. Now go out and be the bad bitch you truly are. Can't wait to chat with you next time. Bye.